Bhagavad Lila, 11th canto, this is chapter 7, which is Lord Krishna instructs Uddhava. But before we start chapter 7, we want to read some of the previous purports by Vishnu Chakravartipad in the previous chapters. And one of our previous tapes, we already read something of a few chapters. Now we want to continue with his commentaries on the 11th canto, chapter 3, 4, 5, and 6, before we narrate chapter 7, the teachings of Lord Krishna to Uddhava. That's the title. So in verse 12 of chapter 3, it says, Tato virajam utsrijya, Vairaja Purusho Nripa Avyaktam Vishate Shukshmam Nirindana Ivanala. He said, then Vairaja Brahma, the soul of the universal form, gives up his universal body and enters into the subtle unmanifest nature, the Avyakta or Pradhan. So Vishnath points out, interestingly enough, there are actually three different Brahmas. There's three categories of status within Brahma, namely Karmi, Jnani, and Devotee. So there's a Karmi Brahma and a Jnani Brahma and a Bhakta or Devotee Brahma. So one is the Karmi Brahma, who Vishnath says is a Brahma, which means a jiva's soul gets promoted to the post of Brahma. So one jiva can become a Karmi Brahma. And that Brahma is the most exalted Karmi of the entire universe. But when he dies, he will have to come back to the material world. That's why Krishna says in Gita, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Puna Arvati Arjuna. From Brahma Loka, the highest planet in the material universe, down to the lotus, all are planets of repeated birth and death. This is a very famous Bhagavad Gita verse, Prabhupada often quoted, comes from chapter 8, the death chapter, describing the nature of death and how we should remember Krishna at the time of death, Ante Narayana Smriti. That verse again, 8:16, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punar arvatin arjuna, mamupetya tukonteya, punar janma navidyate. Sri Krishna said, Hey Arjun, from the highest planet in the material world, Brahmalok, down to the lowest, all are places of misery, wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains my abode, the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, Goloka, never takes birth again. Punar janma na vidyate. So this, of the three Brahmas, Vishnath is describing the Karmi Brahma. He's the biggest Karmi in the universe, but he has to come back. And then there's another one who is the Jnani Brahma, second one, second type of Brahma. He is a jiva, like us, tatastha jiva, a living entity, who has achieved the post of Brahma by being the greatest speculative philosopher within the universe, Jnani. And he may attain impersonal liberation. And then there's the Bhakta Brahma, the third one. A living entity who has been awarded the post of Brahma due to being a great devotee, a personality of Godhead, enters the personal abode of the Lord. But yet, in verse 3rd canto, 32nd chapter 15, a fourth type of Brahma is described. He is a Brahma who is a Vishnu Bhakta, a devotee of the Lord, but he has the tendency to think himself independent of or equal to the Lord. He may achieve the abode of Mahavishnu at the time of annihilation, but when creation begins again, he has to return again and take the post of Brahma in the material world. Interesting point. This is a very significant commentary and a verse also in the Bhagavatam, because devotees often are wondering, is it better that I stay home and read the Bhagavatam, or stay by myself, or should I make the effort to travel or commute or drive to the temple and hear the daily Bhagavatam class or the weekly feast lectures, etc., on Sunday? Now, being lazy, our mind will tell us, no, no, you just read Prabhupada's purports. You associate with Prabhupada's commentaries and Vishwanath and Jiva and the Bhagavatam, and you read at home peacefully, nice, and no, why trouble yourself? But this isn't what the Bhagavatam says, nor the Bhagavad Gita. It says, Matchita matkata prana bodhiyantas parasparam kata yantas chamam nityam tushanti cha ramanti cha, that when the prana, the priya prana devotees, the Lord, the devotees who have made the Lord their life and soul, and their consciousness is fixed on them, niskinchana bhaktas, when they speak about the Lord, this is 10th chapter of Gita, verse 9, when they speak Hare Kata or Gora Kata, then anyone who hears that Kata will feel satisfaction and remove their doubts, but they also feel blissful. They'll feel satisfaction to Jyanti and blissful, feeling increased attraction and love for Krishna, Tushyanti. Tushyanti cha, Ramanti cha. Now this is in chapter 3 of Bhagavat, text 30. Parasparanu katanam pavanam bhagavadyasha, bhagavadyasha. Mito ratir mitas tushtir nirittir mita atmana. Says here, parasparam, this one has to learn how to associate the Bhagavatam, 11.3.30. One has to learn how to associate with the devotees of the Lord by gathering with them, collecting, meeting with them, to chant the glories of Sri Krishna. This is a most purifying process. Parasparam, anokatanam, kata, harikata, and Bhagavat. Anokatanam, hearing discussions. Anokata means one after the other, one discussion following another. Bhagavatam class followed by Chaitanya Bhagavat class, followed by Radharasunidhi, followed by Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, followed by Vajnarhasyam, followed by Chaitanya Charitamrita, followed by like this. Anokata, one after the other. And parasparam means mutual. And if one does that, it's pavanam. He's extremely purified. It doesn't say nibritta katanam or akela katanam or nirjan katanam, to sit in one's kutir or sit at one's house by himself. But it says parasparam. Paraspara means mutual. And if one does that, then what will happen? He says, as devotees get together and hear the kata, they will develop their loving friendship. Ratimitta. And they'll feel mutual happiness and satisfaction. The same words are here. Mito ratir mitash tushtir. Navritta mita atmana. And thus, by encouraging each other in harikata, the devotees can give up material sense gratification, which is the cause of all suffering. Nivritti, they can become, follow Nivritti marks, or stop all suffering and non-devotional activities. And that same word is there, as in the Bhagavatam, in the verse we mentioned from Gita 10.9, parasparam. Parasparam. Matchita matgata prana. Bodhyantak parasparam. So parasparam means among themselves. Bodhyanta. So Krishna is telling in the Gita that devotees preach among themselves. Bodhyanta parasparam. And the Navya Yogendra is also telling that one should meet with the devotees. So what does Vishwanath say in this regard? He says we should give up all mundane feelings and quarreling among one another and enviousness, and gather together and chant the glories of the Lord for mutual purification. I will chant the glories in the holy name, Nam Rup Gun Lila, and you will hear and you will become purified, and you will chant the Nam Rup Gun Lila, Harinam Sankirtan, Bhagavad Gita, and I will listen and hear, and I will become purified, and together we will attain mutual purification. Vishnu Chakravartipad says, the glorification of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is especially potent and powerful when performed in the association of pure devotees. When devotees engage in sankirtan, chanting the glories of the Lord together, they experience the highest transcendental bliss and satisfaction. Thus they encourage one another to give up material sense gratification once and for all, to reject and give up all that sense gratification which is based on illicit sexual connections with women. One devotee will say to another devotee, oh, you have given up sense gratification? You're now celibate and you're no longer enjoying with your wife? Ah, today I shall also give it up. One should learn to increase one's love for the devotees, to satisfy them and to give up sense objects unfavorable to serving Krishna. Beautiful verse and commentary by Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. In chapter 3 and verse 32, Vishwanath gives a very wonderful purport, talking about the situation of a devotee who has attained love of God. He cries and laughs and takes pleasure loudly glorifying Krishna, sometimes dances and even acts out the Lord's pastimes. So now, in his purport, Vishwanath, this is the verse 10.3.32, he describes the symptoms of Krishna prema. What does a premi bhakta, a pure lover of Krishna, feel? The devotee cries thinking, oh, another day has passed and still I could not obtain Krishna. Oh, what will I do? Where will I go? From whom shall I inquire? And who can possibly help me reach Krishna? This is a comment on the word rudanti, which is in the verse describing the symptoms. There's another word, hasanti, which means laughing. Another symptom of transcendental love. It is late at night. The sky is darkened. And Krishna is determined to steal from the house of one of the elderly gopis. Krishna hides himself under a tree in the corner of the courtyard belonging to one of the cowherd men. Although Krishna thinks that he is completely concealed, he suddenly hears a voice from one of the elderly members of the family calling out from the house in the middle of the dark. Who are you there? Who are you, I say? Thus, Krishna has been caught and he runs away from the courtyard. When this humorous scene is revealed in the screen of a meditating devotee's mind, that Premi Bhakta, having that spurti of Krishna Leela, begins to laugh heartily. There's another verse, another word here says, nandanti. Nandanti. That Krishna sometimes gives his personal darshan to his devotees. And when they experience, see that transcendental form, the devotee experiences the highest transcendental bliss. And the devotee remarks to Krishna, "Oh Krishna, after so many days, I have finally achieved you." And the verse has the word alokik, that they transcend material conditioned life. That means alokik, alokika, acting amazingly. Vishnu says alokik, there's lokik, which means worldly, or lokavichar, consideration, opinion of the world, people of the world, vox populi. And he says that alokik means not material, rather spiritual, means when all a devotee's senses are absorbed in Sri Krishna, then the devotee has successfully transcended the material condition of life. Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasagira jivan muktir suchate. Vishnath gives a very interesting comment on Guru Tattva and the supreme importance of Guru and how to worship and behave toward the Guru. In his commentary on chapter 5, verse 3, Yesham Purusham Sakshad Atma Prabhavam Ishvaram Bhajant Yavajananti Stanad Brashta Patantyata. Narada Muni is teaching, giving these teachings directly. This is Narada Uvacha to Krishna's father Vasudeva while meeting him in Dwarka. Vasudeva, if any one of the members of the four varnas and four ashramas fail to worship or intentionally disrespect God, who is the very source of their creation, that person will fall down from their position into a hellish state of life. The verse is quite clear, but Vishnath adds a very interesting twist to it. Narada is just saying that you're a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, or shudra, vaishya, kshatriya, brahman, and one of the four varnas and ashramas. And if you offend God, you don't worship him properly, neglect him, don't honor him, then you become an animal next birth or lose your position. Vishnath says, actually, he raised the question, why does one offend God? Why does one become an offender to God, even though he's a Brahman or a Kshatriya or a high-class person, sannyasi, four ashramas or brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, maybe sannyasi, topmost ashram, or Brahman, topmost varna. How? What is the cause? Why does he offend God? And why does he intentionally disrespect? Why does he, somehow or other, he fails to worship God? He neglects, he stops worshiping God and disrespects him intentionally. What is the cause? Because if he does that, then the result of that, no matter whether he's a Brahman at the top of the varnas or a sannyasi at the top of the ashrams, he will go down. Stanad brashta patantyada. His stan, his Brahman stan, his sannyasi stan, brahminical ashram, sannyasa ashram, he will patantyada. He will fall down. Patantyada. Patantyada. Brashta, stanad brashta, yoga brashta. It will be destroyed. Brushed, and he'll fall from that ashram and become animal. What is the cause? Because before he offended God, he had to offend Guru. He said the original cause, which is the upadan karana, is the immediate cause, which is the nimittic karana, immediate cause. Oh, you fell down because you offended God, but what is the cause of the cause? But the efficient, original cause of offending God, the Upadhan, Karan, the original efficient beginning cause, cause of all causes, is one's neglect. He did not worship his guru, or he intentionally disrespected his guru. And the reaction for that offense was that he was impelled and inclined and forced to offend God himself, which he does. And then he falls down into lower species of life. He can gradually sink down into lower and lower species of life in hellish conditions. I mean, in other words, animal, germ, dog, pig, etc. And Vishnu says, the original cause of offending the Lord and falling down from one's position is one's not learning how to properly worship a bona fide spiritual master. However, one who is trained to offer respectful obeisances and worship to the bona fide spiritual master automatically offers proper worship to the Supreme Lord. Without the mercy of a bona fide spiritual master, even a so-called religious man will gradually become atheistic, offend the Lord by foolish speculation, and fall into a hellish condition of life. So Vishnath is giving a very grave commentary on this verse, because the verse is only talking about offending God, but Sakshat Hari, Guru and God, God is Guru, Guru is God, Acharya Mam Vijaniyan. You offend God, offending Guru is the same as offending God. So we should not minimize the position of Guru, any Guru, or relegate them to be less than God, which can often be the tendency, because with our mundane, offensive minds, we can see and understand God is God, but Guru is a mere mortal like me, a man, a woman. So we see with material vision, hellish mentality, and thus we start to act in a hellish way. Very grave warning for all to take heed and be careful. Guru Tattva Siddhanta. Chapter 5, Narada's Teachings to Vasudeva. Very nice commentary on this verse, which describes about the lotus feet of the Lord, of the suitable boat for crossing the ocean of birth and death. Vridyartiham Pranatapal. Pranatapal. It says Pranatapal. It says Bhavabdi Potam. Bhavabdi. Bhavabdi Potam. The ocean of birth and death, bhava, bhavasagar, bhava abdi. Abdi means ocean of bhav, bhav, bhava abdi. And pota means boat. Vande maha purusha te charanaravindam. I offer my obeisances to the lotus feet of the great Mahapurush, the Supreme God, the Lord, whose lotus feet are a suitable boat to transport one across the ocean of birth and death. So Vishwanath explains that it's certainly we're drowning in the Bhavasagar, and especially, Vishwanath says in commentary, this 11.5, text 33, in this age of Kali, the world is so polluted by sinful life in every direction that it's very difficult to get free from all of the symptoms of Kali Yuga. Still, one who faithfully serves the missionary work of Gauranga Mahaprabhu need not fear occasional unavoidable symptoms of Kali Yuga. The followers of Mahaprabhu strictly follow the four regulative principles of no illicit sex, intoxication, no meat eating, and no gambling. They try to always chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And engage in devotional service of the Lord and His devotees. Hare Guru Vaishnava Seva. However, it may happen by chance, by accident, an occasional symptom of Kali Yuga, such as envy, anger, lust, greed may momentarily appear in the life of a devotee. But if such a devotee, sincere, genuine devotee, is actually surrendered at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then by Gaur's Kripa, his mercy, such an unwanted symptom or anartha will quickly disappear. Therefore, a sincere follower of Mahaprabhu and Sri Krishna should never, ever be discouraged in the execution of his prescribed duty, but should be confident that he will be protected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we do our duty and Krishna consciousness, we should be confident, I will be protected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is chapter 5, verse 47, where Narada Muni is teaching Vasudeva, the husband of Devaki and father of Vasudeva Krishna, Mathura Krishna. Vishwanath wants to clarify something, that although Vasudeva is posing as a bewildered soul seeking enlightenment from Narada Muni, actually Narada Muni understands that he has transcendental love for the Lord, as he explains in 5:47. And he even says, yeah, you're already perfect. You're already perfect. So Vishnu says that one should understand clearly that Krishna's pastime father, Vasudeva, is an eternally liberated nitya-siddha associate of the personality of Godhead. Just as Krishna does, Vasudeva has a spiritual body, chitandeha, satchitananda vigraha, and he's always merged in the overwhelming ecstatic desire to serve Krishna, his beautiful son. However, Narada could understand that due to extreme humility, Vasudeva considered himself an ordinary human being and was feeling very anxious to receive transcendental instructions on the devotional service of the Lord. Accepting the ecstatic humility of Vasudeva and to relieve his anxiety, Sri Narada Muni instructed him and bhakti tattva, just as one may instruct an ordinary human being. Although, at the same time, in this verse, Narada reveals that he actually understood clearly the eternal spiritual identity of Sri Vasudeva and Devaki, who had the unprecedented fortune of having Krishna and Balaram as their sons. And therefore, he was taking the Vasudeva was out of his compassion for the conditioned souls of Kali Yuga. He was taking advantage of Narada's darshan to hear some Harikata and Tattva Siddhanta to benefit all the conditioned souls. That is his Vaishnav Kripambudi, the oceanic heart of compassion and mercy that swells in the heart of a pure devotee. So that brings us up to date in the commentaries of Vishwanath, very illuminating, interesting commentaries on the 11th canto, chapters 1 through 6. And the next reading will begin our chapter 7. Lord Krishna instructs Uddhav. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Shukamuni ki jai.